Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
We are the champions.
The Los Angeles Dodgers win in six games. Thank goodness it didn't go seven because I just wasn't in the mood. And baseball is finally over. Why do, that was the voice of the owner there at the end, the owner of the Dodgers, Mark Walter. And he says, sorry it took so long. Okay, they haven't won since 1988. That's a long time ago for some. But then he says, and everybody always says this, Laura, it's finally, they raise the trophy. They say it's finally coming home where it belongs. But everybody says that. But like, why?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm struggling at 6:16 in the morning to really
wrap your mind around it. Yeah.
That the Dodgers won.
Yeah.
It's like, if you like baseball, hey, good for you. If you're a Dodgers fan, you've been waiting a long time. So, you know, there it is.
But here's what I'm thinking. You're a cross-country coach. Your district meet is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow in the lovely weather that we are meant to be having.
Yeah, swamp weather. I can't picture Laura hoisting a district trophy above her head and say, it's finally coming back where it belongs.
No.
Everybody will be what? No. Why does it belong at SoCo? I'm wondering. Why does the World Series trophy belong in Los Angeles? Why? I don't know. But anyway, they were happy. It was exciting. The World Series is finally over.
You're just happy it's over because this means we can now look forward to next season and hopefully the Red Sox will do better.
I did enjoy watching the World Series because the best player the Red Sox ever gave up was traded to the Dodgers, and he was not given the MVP award when he probably should have been because he hit another home run last night. But they gave it to Corey Seager instead of Mookie Betts.
It's like the name Mookie.
I know. His name is like Melvin Lynn Betts. Guess what his initials are?
Mookie.
No. Mookie's his nickname. Melvin Lynn Betts. His
MLB.
Initials.
Hey,
there it is.
Look at that there. That's
I love me some Mookie. Anyway, so the World Series is out of the way. Maybe we can start concentrating on football. A lot of people have already started.
No. We don't need to.
College? Pros? Anything? No?
College would be fine. We could talk about Notre Dame and Penn State. That would be okay.
Okay. All right. We have Laura's approval for that. And
you don't need my approval. I'm just saying. This year, professional sports in any capacity, I might get in trouble for saying this, but I have zero interest.
Wow! I think the Steelers fans are on line one. They want to talk to you.
Go for it. You do you, boo. But I mean,
yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. Rob, the Sports Center, comes up to me this morning. He says they're changing the time of the Steelers game in a couple weeks because they're playing so well and they're undefeated. But I said, wait a minute. Why would they change the time of the Steelers game in a couple of weeks when they have a couple of games to play until then?
Oh, that's true. There's lots of time to
lose,
mess up and lose in between now and then.
Uh-oh. Now the Steeler fans are online, too. They want to talk to me. We'll be right back. Tom and Laura in the morning. Our drive-thru window's always open. I don't know. Anyway. Do we need a COVID Halloween checklist? I mean, if you're doing it, just do it safely. I see there's a button here. I don't know if this is from upper management. We're supposed to play this. It says Halloween checklist during COVID. So I guess I'm supposed to read this. As a public service message, Tom and Laura want to make sure you're safe this Halloween.
And now, your Halloween survival checklist during COVID.
Okay.
6-foot measuring tape for distancing.
Check.
COVID mask to wear under your costume mask.
Got it.
Green slime.
Ooh, slimy.
It's actually hand sanitizer with fluorescent coloring so it looks cool under a black light.
Yeah.
A black light. Hands-free thermometer to check temperatures of trick-or-treaters.
That's a good idea.
COVID testing kit so you can be sure to You know what? Screw all this. Let's just stay home and watch a movie on Netflix.
Ooh, how about Outbreak or Pandemic?
No!
I'm not talking to you.
Just kidding.
Pass me the bag of candy.
This has been your Halloween survival checklist during COVID.
Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
Going out with a bang. That's a fun song. Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning.
Is there any good reason?
I don't like that song.
Is there any? Oh, no, that's fine, fine. It's a fun song. Is there any good reason for TikTok? Just give me one good reason why we should have TikTok.
I think it's fun.
Is it? Okay, as long as you're still having fun with it. Because there's another TikTok trend right now, just in time for Halloween, where kids are putting vampire teeth in their mouth, but they're using crazy glue to keep them in.
Oh, no. Bad idea. That's bad.
No. More than bad. It's stupid. It's do you kids understand what crazy glue is? It's like meant to bond things forever.
Yeah. And then to get crazy glue off of stuff, you have to use that like orange goo gone stuff that smells bad and is probably really caustic.
Yeah. And here's another thing about crazy glue that you kids need to know. It's poisonous.
We understand definitely, you know, fangs are part of routine costumes, which is fine, but there are safe products commercially available over the counter that parents could use, such as denture adhesive. Denture adhesive is readily available in most retail pharmacies.
So there you go. Ask grandma for her Polygrip. Okay? Ugh. Use chewing gum and stick it down in there. Don't use crazy glue, kids. No matter what you see on TikTok, crazy glue with fake plastic teeth for Halloween. Bad idea. Bad idea. Ugh.
Wow.
I'm looking at the details
that's just
here.
Not.
Yeah. It could destroy your
not
enamel.
A good idea.
Damage your gums. You could
well, you
lose
could end
teeth.
Up with dentures like grandma. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Maybe TikTok is indeed still fun when it comes to certain things, but when they start telling you to glue your face, no. Just.
Right? No, just stop. No. Bad idea.
Just stop. Working our way toward news and sports, talking more about that World Series. And, of course, AccuWeather weather guy Steve says disgusting. Okay, he didn't use that word, but Laura and I did.
Indeed, we did. We texted each other and we were like, man, is it gross outside?
It's like spring weather, except we have all the leaves on the ground. You can't rake them. They're all wet and soggy and gross.
I know. They're kind of gross.
Temperatures up near 60. Steve's got the details coming up. You know, good people are good people no matter where they are, we always say, Laura. And I know you've been to the Strand Bookstore in New York City.
I have been to the Strand Bookstore. That's such a cool place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been there. And since COVID, of course, no one has been there. The Strand almost closed. Their business was down 70%. Ooh. 70% sales were cut. And they were thinking of closing. Until someone ahead and told the world via internet. And it's been saved.
This is our best day in the history of Strand. Thank you, New York. I sent out the letter asking the community for support at 1 o'clock, and it crashed at 4. We've never had so many people on our site.
My kids, they love to read. She found a game.
The Strand is part of New York City. Cannot go.
It's like been here for like a zillion years.
I'm feeling so grateful and appreciative at New Yorkers and the book-loving community.
Unbelievable.
Wow. The Strand Bookstore actually has been in New York City for 93 years. It opened in 1927.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And here it almost closed, and a simple letter put out on the internet saying the store's closing unless we could boost sales. The website crashed within a couple hours, and people were lining up outside, and they saved the Strand.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy. It's just such a cool New York City landmark. Union Square in general is a neat area. Mm. Like that whole kind of like quarter blocks.
Yes.
There. Oh, man. Now I miss New York City.
So do I. But my point locally is we could do this locally. We could help people locally. You know, I mean,
yes,
that story made me feel so good. But then I kind of got sad. I had like, I got let down afterward thinking of some of the local businesses where things are way down and they're wondering where their next buck is coming from.
Actually, you know what? As we're chit-chatting about the Strand, that's sort of a New York City small business, right?
Right.
In the era of Amazon and huge bookstores and people going online to shop, it was able to be saved with donations. Locally, though, we could probably save our local small businesses as we come into the holiday season by simply shopping small.
That's a great idea. So let's think about it. If you're starting to shop for Christmas very early, before anybody else starts talking about it, we just did, because it's life worth talking about. Let's help our local businesses.
I see what you did there. Look at you.
If you ever travel Route 322 East and you're heading down through the Dauphin Narrows, heading toward Harrisburg, you'll see Lady Liberty standing in the middle of the Susquehanna River.
Indeed you will. And she's made out of mini blinds.
Yep. And all other kinds of things. It's been standing there since 1986 on top of an old railroad bridge abutment. And it was constructed by a couple of guys. One of them was Gene Stilp, who was his idea to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty by building his own. Now, it got so big that he needed somebody else's shop. So he got a couple of buddies and they built this giant Statue of Liberty, and in the middle of the night on July 2nd, 1986, they floated out in the middle of the river, and they put it on top of this old concrete abutment, and it stands there to this day. I think it's great.
I think at some point in time, she was actually repaired.
Yes, there was storm damage.
Wrong.
Yeah, there was storm damage, but she still stands there, and it's like, it's funny. But at the same time, it's like a piece of local history that people have to see, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing. My kids were all born in the 90s, so through various trips down to Harrisburg, my kids would say, slow down, Dad. We want to look at the Statue of Liberty.
We always looked for it, too. We didn't necessarily drive that way often. Normally, we would kind of go, like, Coal Region way and then Interstate by Higgins. But if we did drive that way, I'd be like, Mom, 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 slow down, slow down. The Statue of Liberty's here.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you get the chance to take your kids to see the real Statue of Liberty in New York City. But we have our own fake one right here in Harrisburg since 1986. Now, the comedy group Improv has decided to do something COVID style. They built a socially distanced office and they are floating it in the East River in New York City.
Ooh. The East River is kind of nasty.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so they built this office, and I was reading about it yesterday, and I was like, I got to find out more about this. And here it is surfaced today because they have done a video where there's actually a guy sitting at the desk.
Okay.
On the office platform, if you will, trying to have a Zoom meeting.
I'm going to guide you through a relaxing talk about cold and flu season. Even though this year is stressful.
Okay, that's not what we were looking for. Stand
by. I was going to say.
I was like, where did that lady talking cold and flu season come from?
I mean, maybe that's part of the Zoom.
Maybe.
You have to relax first, make sure that you're taking, you know, your multivitamin, that sort of thing.
Let's try this again.
Here's the thing. There's one thing to be floating on a Zoom, but the East River, man, that's typically where people go to start swimming with the fishes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
be careful.
I think we have the Improv video again. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Sorry, I'm a little late to the meeting. Have you guys started without me?
Yeah, we're good for 20 minutes in. Where are you?
I rented space. My kids were driving me nuts, so I needed to rent some office space.
Do something about all that background noise.
Sorry, there was a ferry that just went by. I got a little noise here. Let me see if I can. I'll put it a little closer to me. Hold on. Excuse me?
Love the office.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm in the middle of an important meeting.
There's people going by yelling to this guy.
Oh my gosh.
Who is in a floating office in the East River in New York City. He calls it the, quote, most socially distanced office ever.
I mean, except with all the traffic on the East River. His coworker was basically that Staten Island ferry.
There you have it. Wake me up when this whole COVID thing ends. I'm sure that's the way we're feeling. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't know if it's become the unofficial theme of the show today, but we've brought up some comedic sides of this ugly 2020 COVID year.
We have.
You know, hopefully we're keeping our sense of humor. You probably know this because you're in tune with what's going on around the world. Other people might not know this, but there's another lockdown going on in Wales. There's been a huge spike, and that's where some of my ancestry comes from, so I've kind of been following it. The government has come out with a list of products that are deemed essential. So you can go to the store to buy these products. But there are other things that are deemed non-essential, and you're not supposed to be going out to buy them because there's a lockdown going on. So the government in Wales made a mistake. They have deemed clothing non-essential.
I mean, okay, if we're talking about most Americans' closets, we all could probably go a year or more without purchasing new clothing and be just fine.
Yeah, we'd be fine, right? So I think that's what they meant. The government of Wales meant don't be going out there and buying a whole new wardrobe or something. That's not essential. But there was this guy who took it literally and went shopping wearing only his underwear and a mask.
Nice.
and he took his lady friend with him, and he brought her so she could video the whole episode.
We would like to go shopping, man.
We would like to refuse you anything.
On what grounds?
Because he's not appropriately dressed.
Because clothes are essential, yes?
He says you're going to have to leave the store. And the guy says, no, I won't, through his mask. And his lady friend says, on what grounds? And he says he's wearing just his underwear. And she says, clothes are essential, yes?
I think this brings up the point that how we word things is incredibly important right now.
Incredibly important. Whether it's a text message to your boss or something you put on social media, you know, if you deem that clothes are not essential during the pandemic, somebody's going to be walking around naked. It's just the way people are. So now the government of Wales says the purchase of new wardrobes are not essential. Yes.
There it is. Basically, the whole of the UK is looking at another nationwide lockdown.
Yes.
So that's, you know, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Northern Ireland.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here saying it's all over.
I don't know about that.
That's another story. For years, 94KX and the stations of SBC Media have been doing this. And every year we hear stories, Laura, that are just amazing.
We really do. We love highlighting and focusing the awesome work that the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health does, both in their immediate community and surrounding community here in Central PA. Doctors, x-ray techs, those folks who do the mammograms themselves, but then the best interviews, I think, are from the patients themselves.
Absolutely. A few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, I got the chance to meet Noreen Mullaney. We recorded her for one of the vignettes you've been hearing throughout the month on all of our radio stations. And Noreen is from Middleburg. She's just an amazing person with an amazing story. And she's coming up next hour at about 8:15. You guys are going to want to listen to this because Noreen gets emotional because she's so passionate about helping others, and she's so grateful for the help that she got at Evangelical Community Hospital in the Humphrey Center. She's just something else.
She's a survivor. She also then advocates to get your yearly screenings, especially for women who are 40 years old and older. And she just is, I think, a wonderful shining example of what positivity can do when faced with one of life's greatest challenges,
yes,
which is that big, scary C word.
Yes. And she refers to it as shock and awe day, the day that her doctors told her she had that C word. She had breast cancer. She calls it, to this day, she calls it shock and awe day, where you're totally, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You know, and I think we need to remember that could be that person, Noreen Mullaney, could be us tomorrow maybe the next day. We do this every October, but we remind you that you need that annual mammogram. If it's not in October, then schedule it for November, maybe December. But schedule it, right, Laura? You can't skip it.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing. If you're listening and you're like, well, I don't have insurance. I only work part-time. Ugh, how much is it going to cost? That's what this whole Paint the Valley Pink thing is all about. Raising awareness, but then also funds so that if you are in need, underinsured, or you don't have any insurance, you can get access to quality preventative care at Evangelical Community Hospital.
We continue to paint the valley pink. Noreen Mullaney coming up next hour. Stay with us. Painting the Valley Pink. We've been doing it for years, and we continue to do so. The stations of SBC Media, including 94KX, every Wednesday we dress in pink, we paint it pink, we talk about pink, we talk about breast health and breast cancer awareness. Noreen Mullaney is a charming woman who I got to meet about a month ago. And when I interviewed her and recorded her for some of the vignettes, the public service messages you've been hearing all month. Noreen is on the toll-free line with us right now. Good morning, Noreen.
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
You posted a selfie of you and I on your social media last night?
I did. Part of my journey, sir. Part of my journey.
Let's talk about that journey.
Okay.
You were scheduled to have a mammogram, and about a month before your scheduled mammogram, you found a lump on your own.
I did. Self-exam, very important, ladies. Mm. Early detection. December 11th, it's coming up on first year as a survivor. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, grade 2, stage 1, grade 2. The breast center at Lewisburg, Dr. Turner, his comments enough about Michelle and Kelly. The caring team was all professional. They were with me every step of the way.
Mm, you called
they
it
helped me.
You called it shock and awe day. Tell us.
To me, it was my party. I'll cry if I want to.
Mm.
That was a popular song back in the 50s, yes, I think, Leslie Gore.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So somebody like Dr. John Turner, being introduced to him, that must have been a great big sigh of relief.
It was. It just, they helped me survive the trauma of cancer. I can't say enough. What I can say is I continue to get screenings.
You must be a popular woman because your phone is blowing up. we're getting cuts in the audio here, but we'll try to stay with you as long as we can.
Okay.
Besides Dr. Turner, people like patient navigators and support staff, they're so important to a woman going through this, right?
I have to say, Kelly and Michelle are awesome. Still are friends off the record now, too. The team just was with you. They're with you every step of the way. Dr. Turner explained everything the day of consultation. I'll see him every 3 months. My first mammogram will be December. Am I scared? Yes. Mm. But no cancer is good.
No.
It's a powerful word. But we're survivors. And all I can say is early detection. If I can help somebody, that's a part of who I am.
And the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health, they were there with you every step of the way, helping you through everything, right?
Yes, Tom, and they're still with me. They will be with me. Cancer can't defeat us. It makes us stronger. And even though the battle was tough and still is, hope is on our side, us women. Just, self-exams, ladies, early detection. And the breast center down at Lewisburg, I recommend them highly. Kelly, Michelle, I love you. They're awesome.
You have built quite the list of friends at the Humphrey Center at Evangelical Community Hospital.
I have, only because it empowered me to share my journey. And this is what I've done through Facebook. I've had old friends contact me this week and say, hey, Renee, I got in and had a mammogram. And they tell me, I had good news. I said, wonderful. If I did that for one person, I've set my goal. My goal has been, you know, it's just important. It really is.
You know,
to me and
women, really, women have this tendency, though, to, like, take care of their families and take care of everyone. And sometimes they forget to take care of themselves. What would you tell a woman that is that kind of woman listening, driving to work right now? What would you tell her?
I think that you have to take time for yourself in anything you do. Take time for yourself. Take care of yourself. Your number one priority is your health. Take time for yourself. Get on that phone. Make a phone call for an examination, a mammogram. Mm. It's all about you.
Because if we don't have you, your family is lost, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And you're coming up on 1 year, December 11th. How do you feel about
yes.
that? Do you feel like you're a champion, or do you feel a little bit scared in the background?
I'm a little bit scared in the background, but you know, you can't let that, don't look in the rearview mirror. Mm. Keep going forward. You know, that's what I do. And it makes you stronger. You know, fear, you know, you got to rely on your faith.
Yes.
And fear will, you'll.
Noreen, Renee, as we call you,
yes,
you are such an inspiration. I feel good just talking to you. I feel healthier just talking to you.
We rock, don't we?
Yes, we do. Thank you for being our final guest of the month as we paint the valley pink. We saved you for last because your story is amazing. As you approach your first anniversary of being cancer-free, your story is amazing.
Thank you.
And thank you for being part of the show. And stay healthy, my dear.
Thank you, Tom. Bless
Something's
you.
Something's brewing at Dunkin'.
Have a good day.
Oh, how wrong you are. You're not the only girl in the world. There's plenty of fish in the sea. And during a coronavirus, you better be up on your dating terms. Are you ready, Laura?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Tom and Laura in the morning with the 5 new dating terms thanks to coronavirus. Number 5, if you're an antibody boy or an antibody girl, you are the person who brags about having antibodies on a dating app, hoping that it'll lead to more matchups.
Wait, what?
Isn't the president one of those now?
Apparently. Dude,
I got antibodies. Yeah, okay. All right, that's number 5. So beware, daters. If somebody is referred to as an antibody boy or girl, yeah, stay away. Number 4, quarantine and chill.
Mm. I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's kind of like Netflix and chill. But if you're meeting a new person,
yes.
there's sort of that crossover of social circles. So maybe you end up quarantining together.
That's it. When you hunker down with a romantic prospect, partly out of boredom, partly out of horniness.
Ew.
Yeah. So be careful. Just be careful. All right. Number 3, we've all, I don't know, read about this, seen it. Virtual dating. That's just a Zoom date, a FaceTime date, etc.
Which is fine.
Yes, that's probably the way you should be doing it. Mm-hmm.
FaceTime and or Zoom. You only get a half an hour on Zoom, though, for free. Like, if you're not paying for the service. So what an easy way to cut the date short if it's not going well.
Listen to you. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. We're out of time. Click.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
Your get out of jail free card.
There it is. Your number 2 dating term is sexually distancing. That's when you heroically put a pause on your sex life so as to not spread the coronavirus, but you might have some other reasons. But instead of socially distancing, you're sexually distancing.
In the 90s, they called that a dry spell.
Boy, you were on your game today.
Thank you. Right.
And the number 1 new dating term for the coronavirus, COVID worthy. Wow.
Oh, like you're willing to risk it all? That, in order to be with this person?
That is a person that you, a potential matchup that you would consider, but you probably don't do it anyway. Man, look at that guy, Laura would say. He's COVID worthy. I don't see you saying that. I just don't.
No, no, we like Keith. He's
Yeah, you do have a husband. That does get in the way of dating. But yes, COVID worthy.
No, I'm happy that he's in the way of my dating.
Exactly.
I'm quite happy. I'm happily placed off the market. It's a good place to be.
Today's day and age, yes, you are. So COVID worthy is that person that might be the what if. There are the top five new dating terms. Oof, thanks to COVID. It may not seem like a good day to go get your car washed, but you know what? You can hang on to a coupon and wait for a sunny day. It's a Wednesday at the wash with 94KX. Boom.
Yes, indeed it is. We love Butch and the Gang at all of the Ultimate Express car wash locations. And if you're not a member of our text club, you need to become one.
That's right. All you need to do is text the word WASH to 49330 every Wednesday, and you're entered to win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express Car Wash. Bless their hearts. In Sealands Grove, Williamsport, and Danville, join the text club, and you receive a $2 coupon code every single Wednesday. That's pretty cool.
Bless their hearts for sending out that coupon code every single Wednesday, right about this time. And bless their hearts for being open during these toughest of times.
Yes. Butch and the Gang open in Sealands Grove on the Strip, across from the Monroe Marketplace there. Also in Williamsport next to Papa John's, and in Danville across from the Geisinger.
And the Sheetses. Don't forget, it's Catacorna from the Sheetses.
Catacorna sweater weather from the Sheetses.
You got it, Tommy.
Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express.
And with Tom and Laura, spelled L-U-R-A, on 94KX. Everything looks better with you,
yeah. Chad Evans on the way next. Yeah. The tall drink of water wearing the mask. Who was that masked man? The Lone Ranger? No, Chad Evans. We like to wrap up with a thought for the day every day. Do you have something today, or such a dreary day?
No, it is a little bit of a dreary day.
Yeah, brighten our mood. Bless our hearts.
I can try.
Why do we keep saying that? It's just so cool, Rachel. We just got caught up in it off air.
I feel like it's Southern as well. We were texting each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's a Southern thing I saw this really cool graphic online the other day where it was like, when someone from the South, and I have a good friend who's a transplant up here from Louisiana.
Okay.
And when he says stuff like, oh, bless their heart, or bless his heart, her heart, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like 90% they're avoiding saying what they want to say. And then like 5%, I'm praying for you.
Like my
mom.
And
then another 5% where it's like, no, really, bless you because you're going through a tough time.
My mom says, Lord have mercy on him. So you always wonder, like, okay, what does that mean? I mean, we know what the phrase means, Lord have mercy on him. But my mom says it, and it's like, is that a good thing, a bad thing? I'm just kind of wondering.
So today I have a quote from the Dalai Lama, and it really doesn't fit anything we talked about today, but it's the one I picked out.
That's fine. It's a great way to close the show.
In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision.
Perfect. Closer to election day? Perfect. Closer to election,
so kind of manifest the positivity that you want to see in the world.
There it is. Give it to us again. I liked it.
In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision.
Here's to that positive vision. Have a good day, everybody.
Bless your heart, Tommy. Bye, guys.